Page 28. Salem Air Force candidate Huey Baker, Chief Technology Officer, Kaiser Computer Incorporated and Kaiser Computer Annex. Occupational background? Not available. Educational background? McNary Senior High School, 1980. Chemeketa Community College, Associates in Management, 1993. Prior governmental experience? None thus far. Currently enrolled in Kaiser Leadership 2009, sponsored by the Kaiser Chamber of Commerce. Born in Oregon, moved by my family to Kaiser in 1971, I've seen tremendous change here along my street. I served in the U.S. Army from 1981 through 1988, medically retired. I returned to see a brand new overpass, a new city formed, watched helplessly as Lockhaven was widened and the parking outside of the family home turned into a bike lane and sidewalk. Now it's my turn to step up and be involved in the inevitable evolution in Kaiser to help site and transit center for the good of the city and its citizens. If elected, I promise to not compromise existing land or homes because I'm not really a politician. I'm just your humble neighbor and a small business owner. This information furnished by Huey Baker and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Here on page 28, another candidate for Salem Area Mass Transit District Director, Subdistrict 2, Ron Christopher, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R. Occupation, Industrial Sales Manager, Martin Sprocket and Gear, 6 years. Occupational background, Industrial Sales, 20 years. Educational background, B.A. in Business, Oregon State University. Prior governmental experience, none. Mass transit is critical to our community to move people and reduce traffic congestion, but mass transit must be responsive to the communities served. If I am elected to the Salem Area Mass Transit Board, SAMTD, my priorities will be ensuring that the SAMTD special district adopts a budget that lives within the tax money provided, opposing any tax to pay for mass transit services that are not voted on by the taxpayers, improving the reputation and trust of the SAMTD by insisting that district officials and employees meet regularly with the local elected officials and members of the communities served, adoption of a 5-year, 10-year, and 20-year master plan in cooperation with communities served, seeking partnerships with other special districts and governments that will provide dual-use agreements and reduce the overall cost of mass transit. Seeking ways to improve the sustainability and environmental impact to communities served. I do not have prior government experience, but I have over 2 decades of business experience and extensive experience working as a board member on business and community organizations to accomplish goals within a defined budget. I have been a member of Kaiser Rotary for approximately 12 years. My area of interest is in effective and efficient fiscal management of scarce resources allocated to the SAMTD while meeting the needs of the communities that have provided their tax money. This information furnished by Ron Christopher and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Page 29, Salem Area Mass Transit District Director, Subdistrict 2, Kelly Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. Occupation, OHAS Transportation Specialist. Occupational background, State of Oregon, C-N-A-C-M-A. Educational background, PSU, B-S. Prior governmental experience, none. I am a lifelong Oregon resident, with the exception of a short time living in Washington State, and have lived in the Salem-Kaiser area for 21 years. I decided to raise my 3 children here and make my life in the valley because of the moderate climate, smaller population, abundant recreational activities, and after all, Salem is the state capital. I knew one day that I would want to become active in the community, and what a better place to do this than the capital of Oregon. I grew up in the small town of Sandy, Oregon, under the shadow of Mount Hood. By the age of 10, I was volunteering in the local community alongside my mother for the Sandy Mountain Festival, continuing well into my late teens and occasionally lending a hand here and there as it was needed over the years. My passion in life is working with people, especially the elderly and disabled. I began working in the healthcare industry in my early 20s, obtaining my Bachelor's of Science in 2003 from Portland State University, moving into the paratransit transportation industry in 2004. While working in paratransit, I have learned intense organizational skills, developed relationships with community partners, and through comprehension of the paratransit system that is needed in order to help achieve the goals of this particular part of public transportation. Although I have no formal governmental experience, I have been an advocate for many over the years, helping obtain needed services and fighting for individual constitutional rights. I believe that all people need a voice, especially populations that are not well represented in our society. I want to help the elderly and the disabled raise their voices when it comes to their special transportation needs. Everyone, including the elderly and the disabled, have the right to reliable and safe transportation. This information furnished by Kelly Hernandez and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Page 30, Salem Area Mass Transit District Director, Subdistrict 3, Chris Barber, B-A-R-B-E-R. Occupation, Insurance and Financial Services Agent. Occupational background, store manager, retail men's clothing, retail sales, furniture, New York life insurance agent, formerly, pastor in 3 churches, administrator of daycares, 3, and various sales and labor jobs. Educational background, Master of Divinity, 1974 Western Seminary, Portland, Oregon, BA Developmental Psychology, 1970 Warner Pacific College, Portland, Oregon, various insurance licenses and training schools. Prior governmental experience, none. The transit system in Salem-Keizer has been very helpful to my family and me. I would like to serve on the board to ensure that it continues to provide services for our community, such as transportation for able and handicapped alike, help to schools and businesses, as well as helping reduce harmful emissions into the atmosphere. This will take close scrutiny of funds available, services required and requested, and furthering of city, county, and state goals to maintain Salem's great livability. I will listen well to your requests and work hard for each of us. This information furnished by Chris L. Barber and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Still on page 30, another candidate for Salem Area Mass Transit District Director, Subdistrict 3, John Gear, G-E-A-R. Occupation, attorney, Oregon State Bar, pro bono member. Occupational background, submarine officer, engineer, consultant, research attorney, regulatory affairs attorney, national resource specialist. Educational background, Cooley Law School, J.D., Washington State University, M.S., Engineering Management, University of Wisconsin, B.S., Nuclear Engineering. Prior governmental experience, none. I want to help revitalize this important public service. Chiriot's mission, to enhance community livability by providing safe, efficient, reliable public transportation services, needs a performance yardstick added that will allow all Salem and Keizer residents to participate fully in work, civic, and social life in their community. Chiriot's needs dramatic changes to measure up. During the 1930s and 1940s, Salem buses ran 18 hours Monday through Saturday and 16 hours on Sunday. Compare today's sparse, weekday-only service. I will work to expand Chariot's services to meet the performance yardstick suggested above. Why does Chariot's have weak community support? Because most voters think that riders pay too little because fares are too low. Ideally, transit is fareless. But until voters understand and agree that fareless makes sense, keeping fares too low is a split the baby compromise that helps nobody. Because we now rely on fare box revenue, the basic one-way fare should be 25% of the hourly minimum wage, rising as the minimum wage does. This is a big jump from today's underpriced fares, so it should be phased in gradually. But that higher fare will still be a good bargain. More important, it will build voter support for more Chariots funding to allow rebuilding the system. True, higher fares are painful, but riders can adapt to higher fares better than to service cuts. And yes, higher fares hit the poor hardest. But everyone who depends on transit, including the poor, the young, the disabled, suffer worse from levy defeats. Service cuts reduce community support, causing more levy defeats. I want to end that cycle and make Chariots a thriving system that serves everyone well. This information furnished by John Gear and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Page 31, Salem Area Mass Transit District Director, Subdistrict 3, Kate Tarter, T-A-R-T-E-R. Occupation, Community Development Coordinator, RCO. Occupational background, Resource Connections of Oregon, RCO, Support Services for Adults with Developmental Disabilities, 2004 to current, Honeywell Corporation, Aerosmith Division, 1987 through 2001, last position, Level 1 Engineer, Design Integration Coordinator. Educational background, Bachelor of Science degree, Information Technology from Western International University. Prior governmental experience, appointed to Salem City Council from August 20th, 2007 to December 31st, 2008. Northgate Neighborhood Association, Concert and Parks Committees, past chair. Currently, community involvement. Claggett Creek Watershed Council, Community Policing Advisory Committee. Mid-Willamette Valley Watershed Alliance, City of Salem Neighborhood Task Force, co-chair. Oregon State Fair Foundation, Vice Chair. Past community involvement, City of Salem Committees, Abandoned Shopping Carts, Sidewalks. Hallman Elementary School, Safe Routes to School Coordination, sponsored by McKay Area CPT, Neighborhood Task Force, Co-Chair. North Gateway Redevelopment Advisory Board, or NGRAB. North Neighbors Community Progress Team, or N2, Salem-Keizer School District Special Education Advisory Council, Chair, Salem Parks Foundation, Vice Chair. I was appointed to the Transit Board in 2009 for the position previously held by Eric Jacobson. I feel my recent experience on City Council has provided valuable knowledge and understanding to enhance and strengthen my contributions to the Transit Board. I support open communication, community engagement to ensure an effective process, and I contribute to working cohesively as an empowered board. I am committed to better service for our customers. I believe it is in the public's best interest to support public transportation. Successful relations, community partnerships, and policymaking are an essential part of operating a public entity. As a board member, I have demonstrated an open-door policy and continue to be committed to listening to riders and taxpayers alike. I value hearing constituents' views on transit. I have established a track record of being a catalyst for positive change. Endorsed by local AFSCME 2067, representing the City of Salem, Family Business, Keizer Collision Center. Kate Tarter, Subdistrict Number 3 Transit Board, LATERKATER at Comcast.net. This information furnished by Kate Tarter and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Still on page 31, Salem Area Mass Transit District Director, Subdistrict 4, Shelley Hansen. Occupation, Director, Spirit Mountain Community Fund. Occupational background, Salem-Keizer School District, Grant Writer, Grant Manager, Confederated Tribes of Grand Ronde and Affiliates, Executive Management, Real Estate Development and Management, Accounting, Small Business Development, entrepreneurial, store owner, real estate broker. Educational background, MBA, Atkinson Graduate School of Management. Prior governmental experience, appointed to Subdistrict Number 4 of the Salem Mass Transit District, August 2007. As one of the newest appointed members of the Transit Board, my role has been one of learning about Salem Mass Transit and questioning our current business practices and place within the community. One of my biggest disappointments was the failure of our operating levy. The positive side of that outcome was that we now have more community involvement and interest in transit. When re-elected to the board, I hope to lead us into the next generation of transit, one that moves Salem's citizens around the community in cost-effective, efficient ways. My values around the transit district's operations are transparency in how we operate and where our money goes, openness so that everyone in our community has information about transit and what we do, inclusiveness in our decision-making, stewardship of our resources so that our community understands that we are thoughtfully managing the district's resources for the maximum community benefit. Vote Shelley Hansen for Salem Area Transit Subdistrict Number 4. Feel free to contact me at shelley.hansen@comcast.net. This information furnished by Shelley Hansen and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Page 32, Salem Area Mass Transit District Director Subdistrict 6, Libby Barg, B-A-R-G. Occupation, consultant. Occupational background, government, private sector. Educational background, University of Oregon, Master of Community and Regional Planning, Kansas State University, Bachelor of Science. Prior governmental experience, none. This information furnished by Elizabeth Barg and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Continuing on page 32, Salem Area Mass Transit District Director, Subdistrict 6, Robert E. Krebs, K-R-E-B-S. Occupation, transportation and tourism consultant, part-time. Occupational background, Oregon DOT, Intercity Bus and Passenger Rail Coordinator, 1991 through 2004. Lansing Community College, Lansing, Michigan. Instructor, Tourism Department, 1990. America by Rail Incorporated, East Lansing, Michigan. Vice President Operations, North America, U.S., Canada, Mexico, and Europe, 1989 through 1990. Oregon Business Owner and Manager, Grand National Tours Incorporated, Galleria Travel, 1973 through 1989. Educational background, Oregon College of Education, B.S. degree, Education, Social Science. Portland State University, Fifth Year Studies, Education and Media. National Tour Association, Certified Tour Professional Course, Lansing Community College, Computer Skills Classes. Prior governmental experience, member of the ODOT Rail Advisory Committee, worked on the Connect Oregon 1 and 2 project selection process, Capital Area Rail Council, operated the regional train station, representative appointed by the Lansing City Council, Michigan, participated on several government committees, either as staff or as a citizen. Experience providing technical information to legislative committees as an ODOT employee and as a citizen. Krebs is a transportation tourism professional with decades of experience. In 1994, he developed and implemented the only public transit service in Oregon that is now earning a profit. His work with passenger carriers and transit operations around the world has provided him an expertise that will be valuable in this position. As a former business owner, he will focus on ways to maximize benefits while controlling costs. America's greatness was achieved partially because of creative thinking. Krebs works responsibly outside the box to address important issues. Salem Kaiser needs a sustainable transportation system to support a viable economy and a high quality of life. This includes good streets and roads, a user-friendly public transit network, and convenient intercity connections. Last year's high motor vehicle fuel costs contributed to the current economic downturn and resulted in diminishing gas tax revenue. Social engineering to build more roads and bridges to resolve mobility problems is no longer an inexpensive option for the taxpayers. Using an enlightened approach, Krebs will work to make Salem-Keizer Transit efficient and viable again, providing the modern mobility network our community needs. This information furnished by Robert E. Krebs and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county.